mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. We're going to open the phones up when he leaves us in 30 minutes. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I want to get into the open discussion now and the open green lighting of an attack on Iran. Does Webster Tarpley agree with Ahmadinejad that the attacks in the next 3 months? That's coming up. Also, I want to ask Tarpley about top Clinton official and advisor to Obama, Robert Shapiro, saying, hey, we need a staged terror attack. I'm going to read that quote coming up. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to get into other dirty tricks he sees the Obamanoids pulling as there's a major political realignment taking place. But Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. I was actually going to ask Tarpley about this, and I was talking to him during the break. He brought it up himself. The similarities between WikiLeaks and Daniel Ellsberg, and I know Fletcher Prouty said he wrote many of those documents that when he was the head of Black Ops at the Pentagon, that the RAND Corporation then later put out through Daniel Ellsberg. And Fletcher Prouty said that they've been altered and were fake, and that it was a disinfo honeypot. And then Tarpley was just now agreeing with that during the break and saying there's similarities with this and WikiLeaks. Webster, let's finish up with WikiLeaks and get into Iran. Go ahead.
The big thing we hear from Assange is he says that he is the modern equivalent of Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers of June 1971. This was an internal history of the Vietnam War, prepared really during the Johnson years, but then leaked in a spectacular way with the help of the same New York Times and the Washington Post and the Boston Globe in June and July of 1971, which drove Nixon crazy. This was done by Daniel Ellsberg, who for many leftists in particular, still a hero. I've never been able to understand this. Daniel Ellsberg was a nuclear weapons planner from the RAND Corporation. He had been part of planning the Vietnam War. He was a member of Henry Kissinger's staff in the White House, and then he had a Damascus Road conversion. He became anti-war, conscience-stricken, and released all of this stuff. And as you say, there was nothing new in these papers. If you had been reading Le Monde of France or any of the big Italian papers, you knew all this. I mean, I knew most of it myself just by having read these things. There was nothing really that new in it. But what it did do was constitute a leak which drove Nixon crazy. Nixon was, of course, a paranoid personality. And Nixon had been extremely freaked out that same year, 1971. There had been a huge crisis between India and Pakistan. This is what led to the creation of Bangladesh that year with wars, genocide.
The Russians, it's now been declassified, came to the U.S. with a joint strike on China, and Nixon had said no as well.
No, because Nixon was allying with China at that time. That was the whole point.
Why did the elite sabotage Nixon? Because that's clear and admitted now that Haig and Kissinger and others did that. Why did the establishment turn on Nixon?
I think there were two things. One is that they sincerely wanted at that point to liquidate the Vietnam War and focus on other things that were coming up. But there's also the question of weakening the presidency. With Nixon, it sounds bombastic and theatrical in retrospect, but there were these aspects of an imperial presidency, right? Nixon wanted to be an authoritarian. He wanted to have a strong presidency, and this was exactly what the oligarchy didn't want. Think of it. The Washington Post is really the house organ of the Federal Reserve System. The Washington Post was founded by Eugene Meyer, who was a refugee from the Federal Reserve. He hated Roosevelt. He disagreed with Roosevelt's economic policies, and he set the Washington Post up as the paper that he bought in the Capitol here to be an anti-Roosevelt and then later anti-presidential, anti-government in that sense, organ. So the Washington Post always stands for a weak presidency and ultimately for a strong Federal Reserve. So I think the idea was permanently weaken the president with the Watergate coup, and they succeeded because they look at the people after that, Ford, Carter, really very, very weak presidents.
All right, stay there. Let's get into Iran and the war clouds, storm clouds forming on that front, the economy, and false flag terror. Straight ahead with Webster Griffin Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You have found it, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear. We're here 6 days a week, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and of course kicking off weekdays at 11 a.m. Central. Here's the headline from 2 weeks ago, and I keep making a big deal out of this because it's so important. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama, they told the Bilderberg Group House organ, the Financial Times of London, even more elitist than the Washington Post. He said, the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, said Shapiro, adding, quote, he has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence. And short of a new 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. Now, I want to get into Iran, but I want to put it in the context of where you see the Anglo-American establishment. Every time I say that, I get emails saying, don't bash white people. It has nothing to do with white people. It means the U.S., British, Dutch power arm. That's what they call it themselves, the heart of the global banking cartel. At a key point of announcing world government, global carbon taxes, Malthusian initiatives, the world is now awakening to them. I would, from my basic forecast, say that they're in deep trouble. They admit they're in deep trouble. They're panicking. They're saying they want to shut down freedom on the web because we are devastating them. So, Webster, in context, Iran, as a false flag event itself, using a Strait of Hormuz event to launch that, how does that tie into other false flags? Looking into your historical crystal ball, what is the state of the geopolitical jockeying right now?
Well, let me start with the desperation. separation of the Anglo-American ruling class. In other words, the bankers of the city of London and the bankers of Wall Street, along with some of these other places that you've mentioned, they are desperate because we have a world economic depression, right? We have this mass of $1.5 quadrillion of toxic kited derivatives, which are insolvent, can't be paid. And these are the forces of depression. Now, the main project that the London, New York people had in the past 8, 10, 12 months was to try to unload those forces of depression against Europe. And this was the big hedge fund attack on Greece, Spain, Portugal. It was a concerted conspiratorial event, right, written up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal with various hedge funds, including Soros, including SAC, including Einhorn of Greenlight Capital, including Paulson and Company, and others. And the idea was you could get a crisis going against the euro. And I think the goal of that was to have a panic flight, an actual collapse of the euro, where we'd lose one-third or one-half or maybe more of its value in just a few days, to have that in May sometime. The big lesson is that it has not worked. So far, the euro is holding relatively steady. The Europeans have done this phony bank stress test. The Europeans now think that they can survive, and that leaves these forces of depression are going to go somewhere, and they can go towards London. They could go towards Tokyo, I suppose, or they could go towards China. I don't think that's very likely. The likely targets are, once again, London and New York. And if it goes towards London, remember there's that euro-dollar market sitting in London. So if London goes down, the dollar begins to go down very rapidly.
And we've already seen that starting, but let me stop you for a moment. From your research, what are the power fissures? Because to have Merkel come out 3 months ago during the start of this and say criminal banks are doing this by design, and to have these big brokerage firms admit they were doing it, Europe supposedly allied with this whole New World Order. So this does look like desperation that the vampires are now trying to feed on their own brethren, vampires.
Yes, well, of course, they always do that, right? It's always beggar my neighbor, export the depression to the next guy, and if you can hang on longer, you can feast on his flesh. And the big thing that the Germans did was the banning of the naked credit default swaps and the banning of many kinds of naked sales of short sales of stock. But now, if you can't save the dollar from a crash in the next 6 to 12 months, say, by dumping all of that into Europe and then essentially having a distressed merchandise sale in Europe and using that loot to prop up the dollar, what can you do? Well, this gets us back to 1973 and the oil crisis of that year, which was planned at the Bilderberger meeting in Saltsjöbaden, Sweden, where they had presentations about the effect of a 400% rise in the price of oil. And that gave rise to Henry Kissinger's Kippur War of October 1973 and a completely phony Arab oil boycott, which never interrupted supplies, but was used as a kind of a stunt, a public relations event to allow the brokers to bid up the spot prices in the various commodity markets for oil around the world. If you had an attack on Iran today, the response of the Iranians would be some kind of attempted interdiction of the Gulf, the Straits of Hormuz, and things like this. And ironically, this would be exactly what the doctor ordered for the dollar, because if you raise the price of oil from the current 75 or 80 or whatever it is, if you can get that up to 500 or 1,000, you create a tremendous demand for dollars. There would be no dollar crisis for some time to come if you could get the price of oil up at that level. And you can also see all of these wonderful Malthusian green jobs programs, right? All the wind energy, the windmills and the solar cells and the electric cars, things that are not economical today that require government subsidies, would become economical. They would become economically feasible, in a general context of complete immiseration.
So that would force the acceptance of the carbon tax.
Well, at that point, you wouldn't even need a carbon tax because you'd be bringing it in through the price. In other words, all of the people who want the carbon tax are trying to raise the price of energy because they hate energy. They hate energy production. They hate industry. They hate technology, science, progress.
And by the way, they say this. They want a post-industrial world because it's a finance system against true productivity. and their entire Malthusian system. So it appears the only move they've got is A, attacking Iran and other nations, and B, staging domestic operations to try to stymie the populist movement that is voting out incumbents across the political spectrum.
Yes, and above all, this idea of raising the price of oil, which would for them be a godsend. Now, there are a couple of other things that are going on. The neocons were kicked out, by and large, from the Bush-Cheney regime during 2007. And the landmark on that was that National Intelligence Estimate of December 2007, which said Iran has no nuclear weapons program. They said that with high confidence. Now, that meant that Cheney, essentially, his goose was cooked. That was his last gasp, really, of getting the war going with Iran. Now, there's an attempt to come back and change that finding with a new national intelligence estimate, which will, of course, now say, we think that Iran does have a nuclear weapons program. All kinds of signals on that coming from Mrs. Clinton, from Panetta, from Gates. The U.S. has actually been telling the other PERM 5 members at the United Nations that this will be coming very soon. And they even say they won't publish the NIE itself, but they'll publish the findings, which will simply be, believe us, trust us, Iran has a nuclear weapons program. Behind this, in turn, the Brzezinski group, in kicking out the neocons, had promised that they could take over Iran with the color revolution,
but
the
green
revolution of Mousavi. And it's failed now. This has not gone anywhere. So that doesn't work. You've also got the idea that Russian policy has become less stern, less formidable, let's say. We now have this sort of dual power situation of Putin and Medvedev. Now, Putin was, of course, a very tough customer. And even though it was very unlikely that Russia would risk war for the sake of Iran, there were plenty of things Russia could do to make life very uncomfortable for the Anglo-Americans in case of some kind of attack. And just the fact that the Russians, Ria Novosti was, for example, one of the big sources for these things like Operation Bite, which was the attack on Iran planned for Good Friday, April 2007, and similar things. We also had the visit of Putin to Ahmadinejad in October 2007, which was pretty much at the height of the danger. So there was a deterrent effect by having a strong leader like Putin in power. Now you have Medvedev Putin. This is no longer functioning quite so well. Another big thing, Petraeus, the fact that the Obama counterinsurgency around McChrystal failed, and now we've got Petraeus, Bush's general, the king of the neocons, the probable neocon candidate for president in 2012. His power has become immense in the bureaucracy. And if you look at the literature, you'll see that the central command under Petraeus planned an attack on Iran to the point where they now consider this plan to be mature, right? If you read this essay that I've written, people say, yes, the CENTCOM has now put it all together. We didn't really have a plan in the past, but now we have it because CENTCOM did it. And, of course, they did it during the time that Petraeus was there. So the strengthening of the neocons with Petraeus, this tremendous weakness of the Anglo-Americans because of the bankruptcy of the dollar and therefore their desire, really, for some kind of an event in the Middle East like 1973, the failure of this green revolution. There's also another thing, which is that Hezbollah has been acquiring some rather sophisticated missiles. They've got this thing called the M600, I believe it is, which is something like 300 kilometers, but it has a guidance system, right? The missiles that Hezbollah was using in the 2006 Lebanon war, which were essentially Russian World War II.
Why on earth would Hezbollah start another war and elicit an Israeli attack?
Well, they wouldn't. This is part of a deterrent system. In other words, this you can think of Hezbollah as a kind of an aircraft carrier for Iran close to the Israeli border, and they're able to deliver this deterrent. In other words, there's already a situation of conventional deterrent. So Iran has pushed ahead with an array of four or five new medium-range and intermediate-range ballistic missiles, the Shahabs and others, right? We could go through the names, but they're there. And then you've got these other missiles in southern Lebanon.
Webster, stay there. We got a break. When we come back, though, when do you see the attack happening? Do you believe this with the Iranian leader saying that he's got the intel, the attack is on the next 3 months. What's the second country he's saying is going to be attacked? Is it Lebanon or is it Syria? Stay with us, Webster Griffin Tarpley.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, open phones coming up in the next segment and into the third hour, 1-800-259-9231. Our last segment with Webster, and we've got his excellent articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, like this one. China surpasses U.S. in energy consumption, while the Malthusian crackpots of the Obama regime fiddle with cap and trade. That's at Tarpley.net. Webster, do you agree with Ahmadinejad that it is green-lighted, it will happen in the next 3 months, or is he being made to believe that? Is there any way to avert this? When is the attack on Iran coming, and what will the aftermath be?
Well, I'm not sure when he said this, but depending on when he said it, he might be agreeing with me, because in this article that I put up Thursday of last week...
He said it yesterday in Press TV.
I speculated, saying, look, I don't have any specific information, but the one thing you know about these attacks is that they tend to occur in the dark of the moon, right? The new moon, when there's no moonlight, because of the way that these stealth cruise missiles and planes, you know, if you can see them, you can hit them. But if you can't see them, then it's very, very hard. And the timetable of the new moon for the coming 3 months, August 10th, September 8th, October 7th, this I write at the end of that piece on Iran. I found an article by Arnaud de Borchgrave, an old adversary of mine. I used to work for UPI, now works for Newsmax, and he says Obama would like to have three wars, and if he has three wars, he can have two houses of Congress still under his control, which seems to be suggesting an October surprise. So if you look at the October 7th date, I have no way of knowing, right? But that could be a good guess, or maybe not. I don't know. Certainly, when it happens, right, the Iranians have these missiles, the Fajr, the Shahab, the Ghadr, the Ashura, and the Sajil. These are all 2,000 kilometers. Some of them have MIRVs. They have multiple warheads.
And they've got more than 12,000 anti-ship missiles as well.
Yes, they do. And the part, however, on Israel, what I'm concerned about most is the ways that this could now go nuclear, because there are such ways. A guy writing in the Asia Times speculates that if you had Hezbollah firing, first of all, this spray of tens of thousands of Katyushkas that they have, the Russian World War II vintage, and putting among them these medium-range ballistic or short-range ballistic missiles that Hezbollah now seems to have, maybe 100 or 200. And if the Iranians were firing their conventional missiles at the same time, they might be able to overwhelm the Israeli defense system. Now, the Israelis have an ABM system, which is layered, and it's Iron Dome at the bottom, then David Sting, then Arrow, and then the U.S.-made Patriot. But again, this is subjected to a complete barrage, right? Salvos that are simultaneous.
Well, how are they going to sell preemptively attacking Iran, then Iran fires back, and they're going to decry Iran fighting back? I mean, this is insane.
Well, naturally, they'll do two things. If Iran strikes against Israel, they'll demonize that, of course. And if Iran strikes against U.S. bases, say in the United Arab Emirates or Saudi Arabia or Iraq, they can demonize that.
And we know Iran does have sleeper teams everywhere.
Here's the other thing. Some time ago, and I cite this in that article that you mentioned, the scenario for U.S. encirclement in Iraq it depends on this route Tampa, right? There's a very long supply line that goes from Kuwait City to the Baghdad region. All of those other countries, everybody else, 35,000 NATO and other foreign non-U.S. troops have all left. If you had a decisive effort by the Iranians together with Muqtada Sadr of the Mahdi Army to cut route Tampa, to cut that supply line, that could become very critical. Same thing in Afghanistan, because the supply line has to go through Pakistan, where the hostility is building. You've also got the fact that the U.S. has forces in a total of 11 countries to try to encircle Iran. The 11, if you want to hear them, Iraq, Afghanistan, Turkey, Pakistan, Kuwait, Azerbaijan, Armenia, Turkmenistan, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Kyrgyzstan. There's U.S. bases in all of those. Now, let's suppose instead of being a factor of strength, that dispersal of forces and fragmentation of forces turns into a liability. The standard response, and I confirmed this with a U.S. Navy captain of the submarine, nuclear submarine fleet, this past Sunday night. He said he had been, when he was in the service, he was in a drill where the assumption was 35,000 U.S. forces are surrounded and cut off in Iran or near Iran. What do you do? Well, the thing is, you fire nuclear weapons immediately. And similarly, if you do anything with Pakistan, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. So I think we've got three ways it can go nuclear. The Israelis go nuclear.
Webster, hold on. I know you've got to go, but this is too. Webster, I know you got to go. This is too important. Do a couple more minutes with us on the other side and finish up, put a bow on what you've been talking about, and how this will unfold if they do strike Iran. We're on the verge of World War III, ladies and gentlemen.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a few rounds of calls here as soon as Tarpley leaves us in a few minutes. And then, for the entire last hour, the phones are going to be open only for military and police, because top secret USA in the Washington Post is nothing. When you talk about InfraGuard, you talk about the clergy response teams, you talk about the threat fusion centers and how they are training the police and military publicly for martial law in the United States. If they start an attack with Iran, there will be real terror attacks, not just stage ones in this country. And they're going to use that to come after you. That's what this banking structure needs, is an outside threat as a pretext to control our lives. And we've got to reach out to the military and police now, ladies and gentlemen, now, before they shut the web off during a war, like Lieberman told Candy Couric on CNN. We're going back to Tarpley here briefly to finish up with how this nuclear war could unfold. It's not just Tarpley. Mainstream news, mainstream analysts, the Russian government are saying this could lead to nuclear war. Our own military says they're going to use nukes. 4 years ago under Bush, they had a plan to use, quote, small nukes. So we'll talk about that with Tarpley in a moment and go to your phone calls. Matt, Seal, David, Dave, Matt, and others that are holding. I first wanted to just point out to everybody that I do believe in being self-sufficient. Those of us that know what's happening understand the globalists want us to be dependent on them. They want to shut off our resources to control us and bring us into this collectivist system, this corporate collectivist slave grid. of full-spectrum dominance. You need high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is eFoodsDirect.com. With all the problems in the economy, looming war, the Gulf, all of it, you are insane if you don't get storable foods, in my opinion. And the place to get them is eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And lastly, I want to tell you about MySolarBackup.com. A super high-quality solar panel and charger and controller system that can run your shed, run a few appliances. They've got solar-powered converters. They've got a whole bunch of great stuff. Check it out at MySolarBackup.com. The government doesn't own the sun yet, ladies and gentlemen. And you can get a bunch of these and run your whole house. But it's great at campsites, your work shed. And we've been selling these for 3 years. Our sponsor has, and I've got nothing but rave reviews. MySolarBackup.com. You can run a something like a Cola Blue off of it. MySolarBackup.com or get a free information pack at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, MySolarBackup.com. Okay, Webster, finishing up, you were getting up to the point of nuclear weapons being used, and the Bush administration 4 years ago said that's part of the CENTCOM attack profile if Iran responds. If Iran as much as fires an anti-aircraft weapon back at an aircraft, they're going to be nuked. Go ahead.
Again, I think you can see three ways. One of them is with this Iran-Hezbollah combination. So far, Hezbollah, as we saw in 2006, has had a counter-value strategy vis-a-vis Israel. In other words, they point these rather crude rockets at a city, Haifa, or some other place, and they hope it's going to hit something. So it's basically terror bombing of cities. But if you have more accurate missiles that can actually hit targets, you can go over to a counter-force strategy. You can target the air bases of the Israeli Air Force. And indeed, I've seen things on the Internet that the Israeli Air Force is ready to flee from northern Lebanon at the drop of a hat and take refuge in southern Israel because they now fear these 200 new missiles that the Hezbollah have been able to obtain. And if you had this simultaneous attack from Iran and from Hezbollah, if they were targeting Israeli Air Force airfields, including in the south of Israel, this could put Israel into a very critical situation. And naturally, as always, as we had it in Europe during the Cold War, if you're losing on the conventional plane and you have nuclear weapons, then you get a tremendous temptation to go nuclear, to escalate to the nuclear level, thinking that you can solve your problems there. So it could come through Israeli retaliation if they thought they were losing in a conventional way. And the lesson of Lebanon 2006 was that they did lose in a conventional way. Second is by the U.S. If the U.S. forces are encircled anywhere, Iraq, Afghanistan, or these total of 11 countries, then nuclear forces might
be used. Well, that's always been the default, going back to two-man teams with things like Davy Crockett tacticals.
Right, and then Pakistan, right? Anything that, if you're attacking Pakistan, you have to remember that the U.S. is deterred from directly attacking Pakistan, or should be, by the fact that Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They can defend themselves. That's why you have to do all this subversion with the help of WikiLeaks and others to get the Pakistanis going. So you add this all together, there are three ways that this could go nuclear. I would also point to the fact that since I wrote this article, General Hayden, the former head of the NSA and the CIA.
He said the attack is inexorable.
He says it's inexorable. And then we have, as you point to, this very suspicious Japanese tanker explosion coming, yesterday, today.
They're now whitewashing that, saying a wave blew out a bulkhead. So who knows the truth?
It's hard to tell. But you're now in a very, very sensitive geometry, and this could happen at any point. Now, and actually, we had this national anti-war meeting in Albany, New York this past weekend. And the one thing that they did come up with, this was not a great gathering, the anti-war movement is in bad shape, but they did decide that there's a march on Washington for essentially an anti-war march run by the AFL-CIO on October 2nd. So that's obviously not going to be a very aggressive program. It's probably going to be something they try to channel into supporting Democratic candidates for Congress, obviously, but still, I think you can inject some stuff into that. It's also interesting. Yesterday, the Democrats in the House voted to, there were about 102 of them, I think, who voted to end the Afghanistan war pretty much right away, which is an increase of 70 votes. So there's a gathering caucus of Democrats who are voting against Obama on one of his main issues, because he campaigned for the presidency on the idea that he was going to escalate Afghanistan, win, and he was going to track down bin Laden. So, again, my favorite slogan is you have two choices in life, get active or get radioactive. Better to get active and better to do it now.
All right, Webster Tarpley, we'll continue to watch these ominous developments. Thank you for spending time with
us. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. I'm going to take your phone calls now and try to go as quickly to each person as I can so we can get everybody on. And then I want police and military out there to start their engines. Because when we start the second segment at 8 after next hour, I am going to take phone calls as quickly as possible, but they're always intriguing, from people like the gentleman that called a few days ago and said, I was in Iraq in the Army. The Austin SWAT team was there learning from us how to shut down cities and confiscate guns for the United States. Then I searched the term and found the Fort Hood Sentinel admitting the SWAT team had been over there and that they had city officials learning how to lock things down at Fort Hood from Austin. I mean, that's how criminal this city is and how treacherous and traitorous they are. And then we had other callers yesterday saying, yeah, no, I'm in Texas. We train at a fusion center. I train these people. The military comes back. They become law officers, and they're being militarized and taught to the American people of their enemy. So the entire architecture of this militarization of police is targeted at the American people. And we have their internal memos and manuals, you know, about MIAC and others. But none of this has to do with turbaned men that, you know, want to climb out from underneath your bed and suck your blood at night. This is all for you to make sure this offshore banking cartel can really take over this country into the depression we're going. So I want to say we're going to take these calls right now, but then starting in the next hour, we're leaving the phones open for police and military who've been part of this training or have concerns about it, or people that have, Joel Skousen's got a great report out on this. Chuck Baldwin's got one. Top Secret America, the rest of the story, how they're training these black op cadres to kill the American people. And this is all admitted. They're not just training SWAT teams and military. They're training Boy Scouts. The LAPD's actually taken over the Explorer Scout program, and in the drills, on TV and in the newspapers, they say to take on disgruntled vets and kill them. I mean, you cannot, in fact, search engine for people right now, Boy Scouts training to take on vets. And then you can see the New York Times photos of the images of the mock dead vets killed by the kids. So, I mean, the real training on the basis, left, right, it's for you. Remember that. When they first induct somebody in a SWAT team or military, the first drills are guys with turbans and, you know, they'll have these little events. But then next, it's, by the way, we're fighting Farmer Jones. There it is, Government Ready's Youth Corps to take on vets. That's the Prison Planet article. But if you scroll down, there'll be a link to the New York Times. You can see all the photos and read all about it. And they say how wonderful all of this is. So this is what my film Police State for the Rise of FEMA covers. And the article in the New York Times is Scouts Trained to Fight Terrorists and More. And the first line says, the disgruntled vet's angry. He won't turn in the gun. They send him in. They take him out. Now, there it is, 10 minutes into errant mayhem in the town near the Mexican border. A gunman, a disgruntled Iraq war veteran, has already taken out two people. One slumped on a desk, the other covered in blood on the floor. And, folks, I've seen the drills. It's been in the news in Michigan where they practice taking on homeschooling families and killing you. I mean, that's AP. I could pull it up right now. I mean, you can't make up the diabolical nature. This has happened in every other country. When nations go bad, this is what happens. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. That's coming up next hour. Let me give the police officers and military people who want to give us their comments on this or any intel the number, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This will be informative. Matt in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, actually, my main thing is on Iran, but I am military, and I got a tip for you. You can search, you can Google, or you can put it into YouTube. They actually have their promotional video up. The system we were trained to use is called the HIDE. That's HIIDE. What it is it's a small camera. They use it in theater, but we were told that this is going to be used everywhere. This is not just in the United States. This is a global thing. They can upload about 40,000 iris scans and face scans and fingerprint scans into the camera itself. And they're working on expanding this. So basically what you do is you go in, you gather biometric data any place that you go. And it also has a function so you can put the last place this person was spotted. So the idea was, well, if they were spotted in, say, Basra, and then you see them again in Tikrit, then you would say, well, why are you in Tikrit? So it's a system that's...
Yeah, for those that don't know, I saw earlier generations of this. It's in Police State 2000, where they're practicing putting San Franciscans. They say, where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapon? And they iris scan you. They enroll you into this. And in Fallujah, if you don't have the ID card that goes with this, Tom Brokaw, one of his last broadcasts, said, like, it was good, you were executed on the spot. I mean, that's an amazing, but that was on NBC Nightly News. And there is the L1 Identity Solutions hide system. The police are now getting this all over the country. And your digital photo, the face scanning cameras, this is the secret weapon a year ago written about by Washington Post writer, who, of course, was a part of going after Nixon. And he, what's his name? It'll pop in my head in a second. Who's the famous writer? Now, what? No, it's not Frost. No, it's not Cy Hirsch. Who are the two? I'm having one of those moments. Who are the two famous people that did Watergate? Bob Woodward. These are the secret weapons, and they're on the cameras, on the light poles, everywhere. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead and tell folks about the hide, the beast tracking control grid.
Right. Yeah, it's basically they take the thumbprint, iris scan, face scan, and you know, they said that this is supposed to be a global system. I also saw a news clip also on YouTube that they're already integrating this in Colorado, and they're using it for they said routine traffic stops. Every now and then.
No, they have face scanning cameras and thumbprint readers going in all over the country. Most departments don't tell the slave public this, but they have units with the license plate scanners. It's here, and it's going to be used against citizens. Illegal aliens will be above the law.
But actually, my main thing, the reason I called was I'm looking at Kurt Nemo's article, possible false flag on the Japanese tanker. And I think there's something that we miss a lot of times when we look at something like the Trilateral Commission. Is we always think of Europe and the United States. Well, there's the third leg, which is Japan. If you look at who owns a tanker, it's Mitsui, which was a backer of the fascist regime in World War II. It was what was one of what was called the Zaibatsu, which was one of the monopolies. They're closely tied to the royal family in Japan, and it's also a bank. Mitsui is the largest bank in Japan. It's one of the largest in the world. So when they voted out the LDP prime minister earlier, and they put Hato Yambe in, who was from the Democratic Party, which was, this is only the second time since World War II that the LDP has been out of control. And they've only been out of control for probably 2 years during the past 50. But he came in saying he was going to, you know, scale down U.S. bases. He wasn't going to remilitarize Japan, which has been a big push, especially with the former prime minister.
And then suddenly the ship gets blown up in South Korea and World War III is being talked about.
Exactly. And as well, if you look at Afghanistan, when they announced all these mineral riches, Karzai visited Japan and said that Japan has first dibs. So there's a lot of pull from different directions. Their big problem is that the Japanese public, they really like the fact that their constitution says that they can't operate militarily outside their country. If they do, all they can do is basically drive trucks or deliver food aid.
Well, I'll tell you this. The word is from good sources that for the last 15 years, Japan, because of the threat of China and North Korea, has been rearming.
Right. They now have the fifth largest military in the world, but they won't cross that certain line. They tried to put those troops in Iraq, and the public wouldn't stand for it. They were trying to get them into Afghanistan. The most they could do is provide some resupply ships off the coast of Pakistan to resupply American ships. But now there's this big push again, and there's no reason why Iran would attack a Japanese ship. I mean, if you remember, they're selling oil in Japanese yen. So they've always had a favorable opinion of the Japanese. So for them to do it would be suicide.
Matt, who knows what the truth is? I appreciate your great points. And yes, face scanning is coming to everywhere. You'll need it to buy and sell with the national sales tax. This is the public plan, and the churches won't tell you. And if America doesn't get serious and get focused and get concerned, and the rest of the planet doesn't get serious and concerned and say no to all of this, we are in for very horrible times. Seal in Canada, you're on the air.
Thank you very much, General Jones, I should say. And thank you for your comments too, Mr. Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley. I want to say those resources over there in Afghanistan, they get awful expensive, I would say. You know, I think it's about time that all these other people around here that are sitting in their cold water, sitting on the burner like a frog, like a bunch of frogs, they better wake up and start doing something about it. You know, it's always after the war that we say, oh, that was too expensive. Well, it's going to be expensive if we don't do something about it. These power mongers at the top, you know, like you said yesterday, Alex Jones, they themselves are beasts, you know, just like it says in the Bible. And God requireth that which is past. Can't we learn from the past? These wars are too expensive. We're going under tyranny here. Roar! We've had enough!
Seal, good to hear from you. But that's what's sick about it. We pay for the war. The corporations get the resources. And then we go into debt to the very same bankers that own those corporations. And if the public doesn't get wise, it's over. You're all going to be basically bankrupt. They mean a total hardcore depression. We'll be back with more calls. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Key info on what the police state means to you and your family coming up in the next hour. Let's continue with your phone calls right now. Dave in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, it's great to be on the show. I've been listening for about 2 years and got woken up around that time. And I just wanted to see what you thought of this. I think the best way to wake people up is being able to show them documents that prove they really can't argue with that. And I was wondering what you thought of maybe getting up on your site just a place that's just concentrated documents, white papers, admissions by the global elite about things like fluoride in the water, things like that.
Well, sir, we publish articles every week that, you know, have the union for the EPA with 90%+ of their scientists coming out and saying sodium fluoride is deadly. And under that name fluoride, they're adding hundreds of chemicals like arsenic, lead, mercury to the water. I mean, you can show them the Washington Post saying half of corn syrup products have high levels of mercury in them. You can show them hundreds of news articles admitting aspartame is causing women to have miscarriages and low birth weights and deformities. I mean, it's admitted that Prozac causes brain damage, and I mean, that's now even on the news. I mean, I take whatistheendgame.com. Whatistheendgame.com. That's an online bibliography with documents and eugenics documents and sterilization documents. Everything covered in the film has a bibliography right there. Most of my other films have viewer guides that have all the proof. So, I mean, look, all the evidence of government corruption and evil and that they're lying to us and that they're psychopathic is everywhere. And we do post documents constantly. I mean, they can read Operation Northwoods. Just search that term. Government plan to stage terror attacks on the American people. I mean, it's everywhere. This information is everywhere. And we shouldn't have to, I mean, we do spoon feed it, but we shouldn't have to spoon feed. People should be knocking down doors to find this info out. But they've just gotten to where they're a bunch of TV heads who think life is about watching television and doing what the government says. The government's been taken over by crooks. And the hedge of protection, the Bill of Rights and Constitution, has been trampled. And people are starting to wake up. But if they don't wake up to the fact of just how serious this is, it's over, David.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Well, you know, I just thank you for all you're doing. I think you're doing a great job, and just keep it up.
Well, God bless you, Dave. I just do the best job I can. I mean, the entire government's setting up to make war on the people. They're trampling the Bill of Rights everywhere by design, and they're robbing us, and it's out of control. Taxes are going up. Services are going down. We're screwed. We better take our government back. Let's talk to Matt in Minnesota. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I don't know if you've heard yet or not, but the SEC, through the new financial legislation that was passed and signed by Obama.
Yes.
The SEC was given basically immunity from any public oversight, including Freedom of Information Acts.
Yes, and the new private board appointed by the Federal Reserve is given total control over the economy. So the very banks that robbed us are given even more power.
Yeah, so they have a complete immunity now. There's actually a story on that on FoxBusiness.com right on the front page.
Well, that rattled them, Matt, because when it came out for 11 years, they were being told about Madoff and that they blocked an investigation. This is a group of J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs crooks that run all of these major departments. And, yes, they have said we can now steal everything. And the public sucking their thumbs, talking about football scores, and they're going to get hurt real bad. And they got the military and the police ready to literally stomp our guts out. In fact, he just found the article. Put it back up for folks. Good job, guys. SEC says new financial regulation law exempts it from public disclosure. Yeah, there's your reform. Yes, I've read the bill. We've had Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano on. It's so horrible, I don't have words to describe to you. Great points, Matt. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just point out that's total tyranny and despotism, and people should stand up and
Sir,
keep filing freedom of information requests.
Absolutely. They've got 854,000 secret spies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.